Housing groups across the country this week have declared a national week of action as federal lawmakers consider a budget that eliminates all funding for fair housing programs. Montana Fair Housing ensures housing in the state is non-discriminatory, as mandated by federal law. But Republicans' federal budget bill, which last week advanced from the House to the Senate by a single vote, has zeroed out all funding for Fair Housing Initiative programs in 2026. Lawmakers argue groups can still apply for Fair Housing Assistance Program dollars, known as FAP, but Pam Beam with Montana Fair Housing says the state doesn't have that program.
If the budget stands as it is now, there will be no fair housing monies coming into the state of Montana. And to get a FAP, we would have to change our state law.
Bean says the group she receives the most requests from and would be most impacted by cuts is people with disabilities, including veterans, older Montanans who have age-acquired limitations, and those who've worked in the ag, mining, and timber industries. Bean adds that Montana Fair Housing helps not only people seeking housing, but also groups trying to comply with the law.
Over 13% of the folks who reached out to us last year were housing providers looking for assistance on understanding the law, on how to develop a policy that wasn't discriminatory on different issues, etc.
Fair housing was already hit by DOGE DEI funding cuts in March. Bean says one way Montanans can have impact during the week of action is to call their representatives. I'm Kathleen Shannon with Big Sky Connection. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.